them as the night goes on. Up first, we have V6 performing their song Brand New World from Best of Inuyasha. The six-member pop group was formed by the Japanese talent agency Johnny & Associates Incorporated. Male idols from Johnny & Associates are called Johnnies, and the group is split into two groups based on age, the 20th century older members and the coming century younger ones. After that, we're going to listen to Make Me Real by She. And that was Make Me Real by She from the Make Me Real single. Up next, we have Chip Tech by C from the album Chip Tech. But more about She, Lane Trotska is actually the driving force behind She, and She is actually a he. In fact, he was born in Krakow, Poland, and grew up in Sweden. His main connections to Japan are his record label Pony Canyon and Japanese lyrics gently planted amid the flurry of chiptune, electro, and house music. She began as a way for Trotska to combine his art projects with music. In fact, the female face on the album covers is one he designed in Photoshop.
Thank you.
And that was Change the World by V6 from the Best of Inuyasha album. Now, the group V6, as I said before, is separated into the 20th century and coming century groups. In the 20th century, we have Masayuki Sakamoto, who's the leader, and his color is blue. Hiroshi Nagano, who's purple, and Yoshihiko Inohara, who's green. In coming century, we have Go Morita, who's the leader of the younger group, Ken Miyake, who is orange, and Junichi Okada, who is green, who is yellow and is the youngest member of the group. Up next, we have Goodnight Julia by The Seatbelts and Yoko Kanno. Goodnight Julia features Kanno on piano, and it was released on the Cowgirl Ed mini CD, which came packaged with the first pressing of the album Future Blues. Composer and instrumentalist Yoko Kanno formed The Seatbelts from studio musicians in New York, Paris, and of course her native Japan. She's a classically trained pianist who taught herself jazz. She made her debut as a keyboardist in the band Tetsu 100%, and since then has gained notoriety for her soundtracks and experimental compositions, including works for TV, movies, and commercials. Again, that was Goodnight Julia by The Seatbelts. Up next, we have It's Brand New by Seagull Screaming Kisser Kisser from the album It's Brand New. Now, Seagull Screaming Kisser Kisser was actually a band formed by Aiha Higurashi, and the group consists of Aiha Higurashi on vocals, and guitar, effects, and synthesizer, Nao Koyama on background vocals, piano, synthesizer, and bass, and Takaharu Karashima on drums, human beatbox, synthesizer, and effects.
月同じ光浴びれるように、
and that was Film from the Hinen EP by Bride for Pain. You are listening to Rock Japan here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Emily, and up next we have the song Jean, also from the Hinen EP by Bride for Pain. Pride for Pain released two mini-albums, Pride for Pain and Heenan. Unlike other band sites, Pride for Pain does not list the individual band members. They remain mostly anonymous, as they do in the band's music videos. The art directors, however, are named on the website, Gold Suitcase and Nick Egan. Gold Suitcase is a visual art company focusing on surreal album art and music videos. The primary artists are director Michael Lambert and visual artist Frank Nitti. Originally from New York and the Netherlands, respectively, they've garnered several clients in Japan, including Heidi, Squash Squad, Caucus, and of course Pride for Pain. British art director Nick Egan worked with Pride for Pain on their self-titled mini-album. Egan has worked on band album artwork, music videos, and advertising logos since the late 70s. His previous clients include The Clash and Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh,
And that was Hero Number 1 from the album Hellcats by the London-based J-punk band Micah Bomb. Micah Bomb began with the arrival of founder Micah Honda in London in 1998. The group has included various members, including Chinese artist Agi on guitar, Nick Say on bass, and Haruna Hayashihara on guitar. When the group disbanded in 2006, the members were Micah Honda on vocals, Anko on backup vocals and background guitar, Mel Roxy on guitar and background vocals, Wataru Idol on bass, and Erge Ahmed on drums. And up next, we have another one from Seagull Screaming Kiss Her, Kiss Her. And the band, formed by Aihe Higurashi, Higurashi continued on to form the group The Girl after she finished Seagull Screaming Kiss Her, Kiss Her. Their album, it's brand new, released in 1997, along with Sweet Home. In total, Seagull Screaming Kiss Her, Kiss Her released 17 CDs from 1992 to 2002.
I saw a man, he was bleeding. I saw a man, he was standing there. I saw that man, he was bleeding. 'Cause I shot that man, he was bleeding.
Well, I think you've been a little bastard to me. But I gotta do something, you know, about this matter. Well, darling, I haven't been so bad at you, have I?
And that was the Shotgun and Me Real Body Remix by Seagull Screaming Kisser Kisser from their It's Brand New album. You're listening to Rock Japan here on KRVS 88.7 FM right here on UL's campus. I'm your host, Emily, and up next we have Yellow Fever by Micah Baum from their Hellcats album and Boo by IU from her Growing Up album. Now, in 2000, Micah Baum signed onto the Beastie Boys label, Grand Royale, and released the singles Super Sexy Razor Happy Girls and Heart Attack. With the demise of Grand Royale, Micah Baum signed to the Damaged Goods label in 2001 and released their first album, The Fake Fake Sound of Micah Baum. In 2005, they released their second and final album, Hellcats, along with the single Osaka. Hellcats includes a guest appearance by Holly Golightly on Micah Baum's cover of her song Won't Go Out.
Yellow fever, gonna come to get ya. You want my fever?
I'm
And that was Boo from the Growing Up album by Korean-born singer IU. Now, IU has gained a great deal of notoriety in Japan. Her real name is actually Lee Ji-yoon. She debuted in 2008 with her first mini-album, Lost and Found. However, it wasn't until her album Growing Up with the track Boo was released that she started feeling real success. She recorded several Korean show theme songs, including the song Nagging for We Got Married. IU held a live showcase at Tokyo's Bunkamura Orchard Hall in January 2012. At the showcase, it was noted she was the youngest Korean singer ever to appear at the hall. In March, she released a promo video for the Japanese version of her song Good Day. Her Japanese releases include the EP IU and singles Good Day and You and I. Up next, we have Pity from her album Growing Up.
Inside the circus. Edge the red, the yellow cobra did you mind? Reason won't be cheers when you go make a perverty. Shift that, 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 that. Never reach early wait time. Shift that, 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 that. To be cheated, that must see racing. I'm so tired of you, and I'm never, never seen you do what you can. So the food is up to me, which I just think you're a way left to see me.
And that was The Suicide Circus by the Japanese rock band The Gazette from their album Toxic. The Gazette is actually a Japanese Visual K rock band, and its members include Ruki on lead vocals and occasional guitar, Uruha on lead guitar, background vocals, Aoi with rhythm guitar and other background vocals, Reita on background vocals, bass and piano, and Kai on drums and percussion. Kai is actually the leader of the band. The former member, Yune, was on drums and percussion, and he left after the release of Yugenkyu in December 2002. The band signed with PS Company in 2003 and released the EP Kokanye Soup. In total, the band has released 6 studio albums, 2 compilation CDs, 6 EPs, 21 singles, and 3 video albums. The Gazette's 2 recent albums, Toxic and Division, were released on the Sony Music label. Just a little FYI, their song Chizuru, the B-side of the song Hyena, was used as the ending for the Korean horror movie Apartment. Their most recent album, Division, was released August 29, 2012, and will be promoted during the Gazette's nationwide tour, Grown of Dysplasomia, starting October 8th in Japan. And our last track tonight is from that album, Division, and it's called Dripping Insanity. Thank you for listening to Rock Japan on KRVS 88.7 FM right here on UL's campus. If you like what you heard tonight, please visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/rockjapankrvs. I'm your host, Emily, wishing you sayonara for now. Please join us again Mondays at 11 p.m. and late Friday nights at 3 a.m.